You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
I'm Bill Farmer. You're listening to the Pixie Dust Twins Podcast. Gorge!
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate.
I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring a very invisible Dan.
Do you see him? Not on your screen? You hear the silence?
It's because he's not here.
Still not here.
Honestly, it's probably a good thing because he doesn't really know much about the park, so he can't really contribute to the updates.
No, he's just going
to
be like, that's cool. Something I've never seen or have no opinion about.
Or he'll say, like, I can see him saying, like, oh, that'll be fun. And it's something that you and I are like, no.
And then we instantly be like, Dan, it will not be fun.
Dan, take it back. It will it's not be
terrible.
Fun.
It's terrible. Yeah.
And of course, we are produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Make sure you check out our social media after the show. We have Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube Shorts.
And a website, limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, with a membership that you can grab onto. Please do. Mm-hmm. Go join
and
us.
And merch. Merch. Lots of merch, Halloween merch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Halloween merch. Yes, because it's September. Halloween. Fall is here. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to be decorating today. Today, in real time, is the 6th of September. I'm finally putting up my stuff.
I'm behind already. I usually have mine up in August.
Well, my stuff is like, I have fake leaves and I have autumn colors.
I have actual Halloween stuff. Yeah, no, I have skeleton. I have skeletons up all the time, technically.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. So some of it's just adding to it.
Yeah. I decorate for fall, so it goes all the way through until like December 1st, and then I decorate for Christmas.
No. Yeah. We're not those people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. We all have our things. Today, we are on week 3 of the updates. So we're on the third park. And the third park we're going to be talking about today is Animal Kingdom.
Yep.
Yeah. And I will be talking about Animal Kingdom because I'm actually excited about their updates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is weird. But anyways, I'm going to talk to you about like some of their closures, and then we'll talk about what they have revealed. They haven't revealed a lot. Like, they've revealed the basics. So this is going to be short because not much happening right now.
Okay.
But the Boneyard, as we have been, I think we talked about this last year because this has been an idea for about a year now. The Boneyard was closing and it is now permanently closed. Like, it closed earlier this month on the 2nd of September. So it is done. There are new walkways for you to get to certain areas still, but it's just the Boneyard closed. Things that are still acceptable is the Ride Dinosaur, the Restaurantosaurus, Dino Bite Snacks, Trillo Bites, and Dino Institute Shop. All of that is still available. Okay. It is not going to be permanently closed until the 1st of February of next year, so 2026. So you have until February 1st of 2026 to go on Dinosaur if you are a Dinosaur fan.
Okay.
Like, you have a time frame. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest, I'm not too sad about this. I've never been a fan of the Dinosaur ride, mostly because those stupid things scare the bejesus out of me. Oh, I have the very first picture of us going on Dinosaur. You don't see me because I am actually, like, huddled, I'm down and huddled. Oh, no. And you do not see me. I am scared out of my flipping mind as a fifth grader going through this ride.
Oh, boy.
I don't do dinosaurs. I don't watch Jurassic Park or any of the movies. Like, my husband wanted me to go to one of the movies with him before he really knew. And I'm like, no, you will never see me watching Jurassic. So, okay. I'm sorry, dinosaur people. I'm super happy about this. let's see here. The other Dinoland attractions, they've already been shut down for a while. Triceratops Spin, Fossil Fun Games, and then the Dinosaur Treasures are all permanently closed. Mm-hmm. Like, they're already starting to work on Tropic Americas, which is to debut in 2027. I'm hoping beginning of 2027, because that's when I'm going to be there.
We'll see.
So if it's mid-year, I'm going to be ticked because I want to see it. And it is going to be inspired by Encanto and Indiana Jones. It's going to be called the Tropic Americas, specifically named Pueblo Esperanza. Okay. Which I find hilarious because Esperanza was the name of one of our dorm rooms at my college. So that's fun. But it is going, Disney explained that Imagineers are taking inspirations from some of the most biodiverse areas on the planet in the regions just north and south of the equator here in the Western Hemisphere, including the northern part of Southern America, stretching up into Central America. Okay. So first thing is the casitas from Encanto, which is the house. They're already, work is already being done on it to bring it to life inside the land. And it's going to be sitting in a new expansive 11-acre land called Tropic of Americas, inspired from Latin America. Sorry, some of this is repeating. So the Encanto ride itself will include Disney's first ever ride-through attraction based on the film Encanto, which is nothing new. It's still a newer movie for Disney. And guests will journey through Antonio's Magic Rainforest Room, which I'm That's kind of excited cool. for because I remember seeing his room in the movie, and I'm like, I want that.
It's very cool. Yes.
I want his gift, and I want that. The ride looks to be a boat ride, which will begin as Antonio has received a special gift, and his room becomes a beautiful rainforest. You go explore with him, and according to Disney, you never know what member of the family you might bump into.
Oh,
I'm assuming we're going to see Bruno.
I mean, if they don't put Bruno in there, people are going to be mad. So, yeah.
That's true. Have to put Bruno in there. It's true. You're going to see Bruno and the rats at some point.
He's going to be hanging out somewhere. Yeah.
And then the second major ride we're getting is Indiana Jones ride. This Indiana Jones themed adventure ride will take place in the ancient Mayan temple. This will be a unique storyline not found at other Disney parks. So we're not talking like the Boulder. We're not talking whatever is at Disneyland. I have no clue what's at Disneyland. As described by Disney, the attraction will follow the man with the hat during a time when he has recently discovered a perfectly preserved Mayan temple. And that can only mean one thing. It's time to explore. He's heard rumors about a mythical creature deep within the temple, and he's got to see it for himself. So he brings us along on the adventure. But will there be snakes?
Oh, well.
We'll just have to wait and see.
There will definitely be snakes.
There's always snakes.
So are they going to put this... Like, are they going to basically just re-theme the dinosaur ride into this, or is this going to be, like, a new
so
thing?
So there is artwork that you can see now to kind of see where everything is. So I'll have to pull it up, and I can describe it here in a minute. So it also, Pueblo Esperanza will also feature a large fountain where villagers gather and a carousel with animals from Disney films. So this is the only thing I don't know if I like about the carousel. I would think the carousel would be, like, animals from South or Central America.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, like, real animals. Yeah.
No, they're doing, like, Timon, Doug, Kevin. Kevin makes sense.
Kevin.
Okay. I love Kevin. They're doing, like, actual, like, Disney characters on this carousel. I'm like, you had me until that.
Well,
but, you know, Disney. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be for the kids, so that's, I mean, it's something for the kids. This is only our second carousel, right? Like, no other place has a carousel other than Magic Kingdom, correct?
Well, does Disney Springs still have theirs? They do, right? In the Marketplace?
Oh, yeah, Disney Springs has theirs.
A very small carousel. Yep. It's a carousel.
It's super small. But yeah. And then they're also including dining. There's going to be a large hacienda-style restaurant that will serve as one of the quick service dining locations. So I wonder if it's going to be, like, based off of the hacienda that we see in Epcot? Maybe? Possibly?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Good question.
And then there is going to be a new themed play area for children will be included within the land, but there's no details on what that's going to look like yet. Yeah. Let me pull up.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the pictures now because I'm curious.
Pueblo Esperanza. Where is... There was a website that gave me, like...
Can I make this bigger?
Whole picture. Oh, here's the model. I want to zoom in.
I can't zoom in. This is why. Okay.
So it looks like the restaurant is going to be where Dinosaur was. The carousel is going to be where the Boneyard is. And then the Mayan... There we go. The Mayan...
Okay.
So I think the restaurant... Because isn't that where Dinosaur is? Where the restaurant is with the pool in the back? I don't know why there's a pool in the back. Because the entrance...
To, like, orient myself.
I'm like 90% sure that the restaurant is where Dinosaur used to be. I'm pretty sure the Mayan temple is farther back from where Dinosaur was.
It does look like that, yeah.
And then the hacienda, or the hacienda, the casita... Mm-hmm. is over where, like, the Triceratops stuff was.
Yeah.
And then the carousel's where Boneyard was.
Yeah, because if I'm looking now, I see where you see the entrance. Yeah, that's what I was missing. I was like, I need to orient myself somewhere. I'm so lost. But yeah, that makes sense, walking in.
Why is there a pool behind the restaurant? Are we able to go swimming?
I don't know what's I have questions. I have questions.
I have questions, too. Oh, my goodness. I'm excited for the temple, though. That looks fun. Ooh, you zoomed.
I know. I was like, I think I can make it bigger even still. Very curious about some of this.
I know. What's back there? Like, in between the temple and the house?
This thing?
Yeah.
It looks like another building, but I don't know.
Maybe shops?
Well, you said there's a restaurant, right?
Yeah, but that's right there.
Oh, wait. Okay, never mind. What is this?
I don't know. Maybe shops?
A little path. I don't know.
Or maybe that's the entrance into the ride for Encanto?
Maybe. Because let's see. Well, but there's all sorts of, like, little...
Yeah, I don't know.
Paths here. I don't know either.
We'll find out when it opens.
Yeah.
In, like, 5 years.
Yes.
Or no, it's supposed to open in 27. Which, the fact that they're going to have this open before the Villains Land really irks me.
I find that interesting. See, this was one of my complaints, was why is it taking so long? Like, I get it. There's a lot of stuff to build. But look at this. I mean, this is a completely new area. This is not going to look like Dinoland
at all. That's a lot of trees.
Yeah. And you're telling me you can do this in... not even a full 2 years.
Are they having employment issues when it comes to the construction crew and they want the same crew, so they're doing this one first and then doing Villains?
Who knows with Disney? They might be.
Having, like, contract, like, they don't have enough people to do all of the projects at once, so they have to prioritize. And technically, this one was announced first.
So they're doing this one first. And it could very well be, too, that they knew what they wanted to do with this one first, too, as opposed to Villains Land, where they're still trying to
figure out
exactly
it.
What they want it to look like. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like, to be fair, this area is going to have less pressure from the fans, where the Villains Land, we're going to be very much like, what are you doing? Why does it look like this? That's not what we wanted. Over here, we're going to be like, this is cool. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. You know,
well, yeah. And I mean, Encanto, I mean, we needed it because of how I never understood Dinoland in Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Like, if we actually were focusing on animals, then yes, that makes sense to talk about dinosaurs. But all the lands are countries or continents, and then you have dino land. It's like, And then you put Pandora. Okay, I'm going to rant about this for a second. How the flippity flack does Pandora work? It is a literal fantasy world, not real animals whatsoever. Yeah. Work in Animal Kingdom.
I don't know.
Like, seriously, you might as well, you should have just taken it and put it, expanded Hollywood Studios and put it over there, because it's already a stupid mosh posh of crap anyways.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
And if they wanted to keep Dinosaur Land to talk about that as animals, because they weren't real animals that are extinct, blah, blah, blah. You could have, instead of, if you didn't put Pandora there, you could have put the tropics there.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't get the hype of
Avatar either. Like, I just, I like fantasy worlds, but ugh.
Not my thing.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to rant about something.
No, it's fair. It's a valid rant.
It's normal for me.
It's a valid rant, because I don't get it either, but
it just, no. I don't get it. But other than that, I am excited for this. I'm excited to have an actual ride for Indiana Jones. I mean, I still love and enjoy the show. I will still go to that show every single time I'm there. But I'm excited to actually have a ride, because Disneyland has a ride, and I've been irked about it for a very long time.
Yep.
So I'm finally getting it.
Finally getting it.
What I want. Because I will be a hardcore Indiana Jones fan until the day I die. And Encanto's cute. Like, I love Encanto. I don't watch it as much as I probably should, but it's adorable. Like,
it's a good
concept
movie.
And yeah, I wish to, like, to have a house where you get power and then you have this, like, amazing room. Like,
very cool.
So cool. So cool. So it'll be fun. And the house is gorgeous. Like, I'm excited to see like how animatronic they make the house, because the house is supposed to be like what's the word? Starts with an I. Incendiant? It's supposed to be real. I can't think of the word. Words are hard in the morning. Anyways. So, yeah, that'll be fun. But there are some other updates. Very small. But we have some updates. I forgot to add one. There's four updates. I remember the other one off the top of my head, which made me very angry, actually. So we're going to start there. What's your favorite restaurant you go to?
The Yak and Yeti.
Okay. So the quick service version, is it the quick service of that? One of the quick service areas that actually, it might be either the Yak and Yeti or the, what's the other quick service area? Harambe?
It's the Harambe Market.
The Harambe Market? Okay.
Yes, so I know what you're talking about.
Harambe Market, they're taking away the authentic food and they're making it a chicken finger and burger area.
Because you don't get enough of that at Disney
World. We already have a chicken. The only reason I can figure out why they're doing this is maybe parents have been complaining because there really isn't an area with like kid-friendly food that are picky. But I think it's stupid and you guys are dumb.
But it's annoying.
Whatever.
Why would you do that?
At least you're not changing the Yak and Yeti. Like,
if they changed the Yak and Yeti, I'd be ticked off.
Well, I don't think they changed the restaurant. I think they changed the quick service. I don't think they changed the sit down restaurant.
Yeah. But since they're both so popular, I think we're safe.
We're safe too. Because that is the only place I will eat when I'm at Animal Kingdom is the Yak and Yeti, whether it's sit down or quick service. Because then I finally get my different food. And actually, it's probably a good thing they're changing the Harambe Market, because honestly, there's nothing in Animal Kingdom my husband would eat.
Well, doesn't he like burgers?
He does like burgers. Where's the burger?
Well, the Yak and Yeti has a burger.
Oh, okay,
they have one option for him.
Is it actually beef or is it something else?
It's Kobe.
We just won't tell him. It's fine.
I think it says it on the menu, but you can just tell him, don't look, there's a burger.
There's a burger. I'll order it for you.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. For the animal lovers of Animal Kingdom who like to go there because it's a glorified zoo, there are new lions and a baby elephant. I want to see a baby elephant. Has joined the Kilimanjaro Safaris attraction. Aww. So that's cute.
Okay.
Performances. I'm gonna say this so wrong. Brundica show in the Africa section is returning. It went away during COVID. It is now back, and it has a new Beats and Strings act and is debuted in Africa or in Asia.
Okay.
Wait, has returned to Africa section. Oh, sorry. There's two different shows.
Yeah.
The Brundica show has returned to Africa, and then the Beats and Strings act has returned to Asia, or a new Beats and Strings act is debuted in Asia. So some of these shows that we lost in COVID are finally coming back.
That's nice.
I don't know why they haven't come back till now. Like, literally, COVID is just like the flu.
It's like, I mean, it's probably just more trying to find staffing and all that to be able to.
No, that's probably true. Because they try to be very authentic with people from that area who actually know how to do that. And yeah. And then last but not least, we are getting our meet and greets back at Animal Kingdom. Again, has taken way too long. The flotillas have ended, and we are getting traditional meet and greets returned.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I mean, the flotillas were cute, but...
Mm-hmm. It's not the same as meet and greet. People like meet and greets.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. You can't get autographs.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. That's some... It took 20 minutes to go through all the changes of Animal Kingdom. I mean, not much.
You said, you warned us. There's not a lot not to really much. Talk about.
Yeah. You know?
We'll see as they update things and give us more behind the scenes stuff. But
yeah, we'll probably be able to give a lot more next year during our September update. Just because it should be opening in 2027. So we should have more.
Yeah.
What was the one thing I just thought of? For Animal Kingdom. Oh, the only other thing that's like been updated just because it's closing in February is Dinosaur has a different like screen video at the beginning. Like in the ride, he's like, they found us out. We're going to be closing soon, or they're going to be shutting us down soon. We got to finish this. Like they do a whole new like video in the ride from the guy. They updated that just because it's closing soon. So that is a cute difference. Yeah. So if you go down Dinosaur and you're like, wait, this is, I don't know this video. It's because they are literally leaning into the fact that they are shutting it down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They've shut down a lot of rides lately. I don't.
We're talking about a lot of things are closing. Yes.
A lot of things are closing. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about anything closing in Epcot, are we?
I don't think I had any closures in Epcot.
Good, because I'm just, I don't think my heart can take it.
I have things that opened that are staying for a while. Yeah, literally everything I have on here, I don't have hardly anything for Epcot, but everything in my notes is it opened recently. It's something that they're keeping around longer than they planned to. That's it. All cool. Good things. Yeah.
Cool. I mean, again, Dinosaur, I'm like, eh, go away. Mm-hmm. But it's I mean, I loved the Boneyard as a kid. I loved the Triceratops Spin as a kid. Mom would never go on that with us because she gets sick on spinny things. Like she can't do the key cups.
Mm-hmm.
She throws up. Whereas me and Bubba's like, faster, faster, faster.
Your mom's just like, no thanks.
We're probably the reason Mom threw up. Mm-hmm. So, but the last three episodes have been kind of sad. Lots of closing of things.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, but...
At least some of the things they're opening we're excited about.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, things to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree about that.
Well?
I mean...
Pixie Dusters, stay tuned for next week for Epcot. Our last one.
Another short episode.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy. Logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.